Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Gardenings Podcast. I'm your host, Apollo Reed. I'm here with the cousin, Rick the Ruler. I'm here with my mans, Regular Joe. How y'all feeling tonight?
Feeling good.
Yeah, feeling all right.
Feeling great. It's good to be back on another post game. It's been some months. The last true post game we had, it was a little emotional, you know, for good reason. It's the last time we saw our Knicks play in the playoffs, so I understand the emotion at the time. But yes, we are back for a non-serious game of Knicks basketball. Not much analysis, but just good to get back in the groove. You know what I mean? Talk to you guys about the Knicks, see what you saw. Our amazing improvement that we made in the offseason compared to the teams in the Eastern Conference. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we're here to talk about it. Shout out to the chat. Xavier Marshall, my guy.
What up, cuz?
Peace. How's everybody doing today? Also, at the end, I'm going to extend for about 10 minutes. I'm trying to remind y'all as much as possible, because once it gets late, if y'all don't say anything, opportunity's gone. But for the last 10 minutes, I'm going to open up the panel for anyone in the chat. If y'all want to just hop on and just talk to us real quick. Just let me know if you would like to. DM me on Twitter, and I'll shoot you over the link. The page is Guard of Knicks, if you don't know by now.
I would hope there were nobody.
I would hope you know. Yeah. So yeah,
I like the speech. Though, you know,
if they don't, shame on you.
Shame on you. Right. What'd you say, cuz?
I said I like this feature. You know, give the floor to the people.
Yeah, man. If you got and listen, that's why I say at 10 minutes at the end of the show, because I know people, it might take them a while to get up the nerves. They want to get on the show and actually say something. I'll give you it to the end of the show, you know, think about it, you know, and get the sweat off your hands, wipe it off a little bit. Like I said, shoot me a DM on Twitter if you want to jump on with us on the panel for a quick 5-10 minutes at the end of the show, and we can chop it up. Kareem Grant, salute.
Salute.
Good to see y'all here. If y'all here, hit that like button and that subscribe so you're notified when we go live. So, tonight, we played against the Boston Celtics in the, you know, preseason game. Like I said, not serious. But we got to see our guys out there. Julius looked pretty good, you know, for a guy who ended the season the way he did and getting surgery right after that. He looked pretty good. He ended up, let's get some stats up here. You know, why not? Let's share some stats with you guys.
I know you said it's a non-serious game, but like not one of the starters for the Boston Celtics played tonight.
I'm not. Well, okay. See, they did play last night.
Yeah.
So because it was a preseason game, on back-to-back.
I get it.
I wouldn't even think too much about that. Honestly, I think this game is more about getting his legs warm.
Right.
I wasn't really looking for stats. Now, there is, that doesn't mean that you're safe from being frustrated while watching. Just because it's a preseason game, I wouldn't say that.
Right.
You can look at the stats here and just gaze at what you could have been upset about. But, you know, personally, I don't really take too much account to the preseason games. It's just preseason, but at the end of the day, you do want to see some continuity. These guys getting out there and running up and down the floor. So, let's start with RJ. Why not? He's at the top of the list, right? Let's get some positive out there. He's 9 for 9 from the free throw line.
Yeah, I was very impressed by that, by the way.
Yeah, 9 for 9 from the free throw line. That's something that he is needed to work on. And if you're going to be out there not hitting shots,
word,
we need you to be at the free throw line and knocking all of them down.
Right.
So he got to the line, which is huge. Getting to the line is one thing. But
yeah, after this show, guys, if you haven't already, please look at these Wembanyama highlights, bro.
Oh, I heard he was hitting contested threes and all kinds of shit.
This dude is not even real, bro.
He's a 2K player, bro. I swear. He is a 2K player, I promise you. But
my
yeah,
bad,
man.
I cut you off, bro. I'm just looking at these shits and I'm like,
You good.
I can't believe it, bro.
RJ honestly looked pretty confident, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
He took six shots.
Yeah.
Five of them were from three. So the percentage, I don't really want to get too mad at him with the percentage because honestly, all it took was threes. You know what I mean? Not everyone's going to shoot a great percentage from that distance. I mean, look at Quentin Grimes. Quentin Grimes is 2 for 6, and he was 2 for 5 from three. He took all the shots from three.
I would have liked to have seen. I mean, I didn't watch the game. Oh, full disclosure for anybody that's listening. I didn't watch one second of this game.
You didn't see shit.
Yeah, so I just want to put that out there. So I'm strictly looking at the box score.
Not for lack of trying, though.
He tried.
Not for lack of trying.
He tried.
But I'm looking at the 1 for 5. Like, you telling me that it doesn't bother you at all, bro? Like, it bothers me. It's only preseason, right?
No, it still
bothers me because it's just like,
not that
can
it
we figure this 3-point shot out, bro?
Now, if you watch the game, you would see the kind of shots he was taking. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he was trying to do some stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
he was
taking the, you know, off the dribble, pull up kind of stuff. And I'm like, that's not you, but you know, it's preseason, so work it out.
Yeah, try it out.
I'd rather you get that tryout out the way now than during the season. But right. It of course is gonna be concerning that he's still not knocking down those shots at a high clip. Or at least a balanced clip, you know what I'm saying? Like, give me 3 for 6. But you know, he did other stuff well. 2 rebounds, 2 steals. I mean, my bad. 2 rebounds, 2 assists. End up with 12 points and the highest plus minus on the team, quite frankly.
Yep.
So that's one thing about RJ that I will say. No matter how good or bad RJ shoots, he's always going to bring you something else to the game. We saw that in the playoffs, where he learned how to bring other things to the floor besides for just scoring. And then he started to put other things together as well. And I think he'll be a lot better. I mean, like I said, he clearly was getting to the basket, which is what you want RJ to do. Only one of them counted as a shot attempt because he got fouled on every other one. So, you know, that's kind of what you want. But Rick, how about you? What you see from RJ?
I mean, like, I don't think I have anything to add. Like, pretty much, it looked like he was just trying to get back into NBA mode, and I think he was trying out some stuff, and he wanted to see how it felt in game speed.
Yeah.
Or not game speed, but live. But I think we're going to see a lot of good things from him. I think his shot will improve. I mean, it better. So,
needs to, yeah.
I think he is going to be a better player this year. Not by much, but, you know, we'll take whatever we can get right now.
Yeah, I guess everybody's question is what is better for RJ? You know what I'm saying? Like, is it...
Well, we've already seen. He's 9 for 9 from the line, which, you know, he throws his body into the game. So he's going to go to the free throw. So right. If he's knocking them all down, I have no problem with it.
I think if drawing fouls and getting to the free throw line is what he improved on this year, that's an improvement.
Yeah.
Far too often he's gotten to the line because he's throwing himself at the basket.
Right.
And a lot of the shots that he does take at the rim aren't great shots. And they end up as shot attempts that end up as misses. And tonight you can see he only took one shot out of a 3-pointer that counted as an actual shot attempt because he got fouled on the rest of them. So if drawing fouls is something that you're going to be doing this year, RJ, that you haven't been able to do before, I'm all for it. You know what I'm saying? You got to get the other team into foul trouble. Mm-hmm. You got to do that. That has to happen. But you're also going to face a lot better performers on the defensive end more often than not. So,
right. And if you're looking for that whistle, please
don't.
You're
not always going to get it. You're not always going to get it. So hopefully that's something that he has learned how to do. And it looks like there were some videos that came out during the summer of things that he was working on, and we were like, it looks like the same shit. He's not really doing much. But if it leads to you being able to get that extra step that gets you that bump, which leads to you getting to the free throw line,
yeah,
I'm all for it. Look, small incremental steps, but we do want to see the efficiency from RJ get a little bit better. Yeah. You know. Julius Randle, of course, like as I mentioned before, he looked pretty good. Mm-hmm. Played 12 minutes, 46 seconds, 3 of 4 from the field, 1 of 2 from three. 4 of 4 from the free throw line. He looked pretty good, man. I couldn't really say much bad about Julius. The Skechers, man. It's gonna take me a while to not look at his feet. Just being honest.
If he's all NBA Julius, you won't be looking at his feet for long.
Like I said, man, distract me from the Skechers as much as you can, Julius. Great play will distract me from the fact that you have Skechers on your feet. And I'm gonna be honest with you, maybe this is a step in the right direction for Skechers. You know what I'm saying? It's just, of course, when you're the first guy to take that, to take the money, it's kind of you're gonna take. Just like when Puma started coming back, I mean, everybody had like Puma, like you, yeah. Puma basketball sneakers. You crazy?
And everybody laughed at Steph.
Steph laughed at Steph with Under Armour. Yeah, everybody laughed. But I mean, it's not Skechers though. Skechers is a little different. But
I mean, you think of Skechers, you think of like somebody skateboarding and
somebody skateboard, like somebody kids at school, like. Anyway, well,
I think Skechers. I think kick push, bro. I don't think hooping. I think kick push, bro.
Change the narrative, Julius. If this is what it's gonna be about, change the narrative, and I'm all for it. I'm not mad. Yeah. I want to see you ball out in these Skechers. So, 75% from the field, 11 points, 4 rebounds, in 12 minutes of time. I'm not too mad at you. You know what I'm saying? You didn't look too selfish. There was some plays out there where it was clear, like, all right, give him the ball, move the hell out the way. You know what I'm saying? Still some of those plays where a lot of guys know all they got to do is reach a hand in there and he'll lose the ball. But, you know, like I said, it wasn't, you didn't see the greatest of Julius tonight. You saw Julius getting out there trying to get just things flowing, which I wasn't mad about. But that's just me. Julius looked pretty good. He only played 12 minutes. How about you? How you feel about the way Julius looked?
Well, I mean, first, you know, we got to point out his haircut. I feel like...
Why is that first?
Because...
Get out the way, man.
I mean, you can't... I mean, there was two haircuts tonight that were notable. I mean, I know you didn't see the game, Joe, so I'm going to ask Josh.
This is A1 podcasting. Start with the haircut.
The other notable haircut person was. They're not on the Knicks, so I'll give you that much. They're not on the Knicks. There you go. My man. Yo.
Derek White. I don't know.
He finally saw the memes, man.
Bro. I don't know what the hell he was planning to do, what he had prior to.
Ain't
this
nothing,
cut.
Man. Ain't
so,
nothing.
Joe, if you didn't see it, you know what Derek White normally looks like.
Yeah,
right?
You know he's.
He's bald now, yeah. which is a welcome sight. Which, first of all, it's weird because it's a bright head. He has a bright ass head. You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of dome up there, bro.
Yeah.
I gotta see this because I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I'm here for it,
bro. I'm gonna be honest.
Bald Derek White, bro.
Bald Derek White looks weird, bro.
It's weird, but still an improvement at the same time. So
you know, he looks like who? What's the alien from American Dad?
Oh, wow. Roger?
He looks like Roger.
No, he doesn't. Oh, my God.
Dang, man. He can't even win.
Yo. He is now Roger, bro. Oh, man.
That's wild.
Damn. Yo. But anyhow, I didn't want to dog him because, you know, I'm in that same field where I got to cut it. But... Julius Randle, he looked good, man. He looked good on the floor. He was making some moves, which made me nervous. But I'm like, if he's confident to take it, that means he's doing a lot better than he was postseason. So I'm happy to see that. yo, he's making more money than me, so the joke's really on me.
Right, jokes on me.
You heard what you know what J. Cole said. If you broke and clowned in the millionaire, the joke is on you.
Joke's on you. Yeah, that's facts. Oh man, he's not even skateboard shoes.
That's what I was thinking, granddad. You know, I was thinking like old people, like, no, these are comfortable. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I just think of Payless. That's just the first thing I think about.
All right, boom. I got the hold on. I got the highlights, guys. I got the full game highlights, guys.
Okay. You're gonna need it.
I'm about to get on y'all level. at least somewhat.
I want to shout out today, Mitchell Robinson. I think.
Yes, bro. I was gonna say that he looked like he looks in crazy shape, bro. He
looks amazing. Yeah. Amazing, amazing. And it's not just, first of all, let me see something real quick. There was, you did us dirty. Preseason. We don't have preseason. That's right. All right, well, that's fine. Well, I'm sure.
What you looking for? You looking for a box score?
There was a play that Mitchell Robinson made. He grabbed the rebound and he did a drop step from pretty far away. And went up with two hands, and I was amazed at the footwork during this drop step. I was like, "Whoa, what the hell, bro?"
Hopefully, it's in the highlights. I just seen Brunson do Pritchard dirty.
We only saw Brunson for 5 minutes tonight.
Yeah,
and he scored 10 points.
Exactly, it's so crazy.
He 10 points. It's he gets whatever the hell he wants whenever he wants it.
Who did he score over? What's his name? Dude that used to be on
Cleveland.
The Knicks. Cornette. He scored over him.
Luke Cornette.
He scored over him in the paint.
Yeah.
He gets whatever he wants, man.
He gets whatever he wants, man. And I love watching it. He's becoming
I love to see it. The Jalen Mitch lob. We need more of that.
Oh, because
Jalen did not find Mitch or enough lobs last year at all.
Nah, he didn't. As much as he was in that paint,
he got there, he was like, I'm scoring.
Right. Shout out to Mitch. Yeah. He was 5 for 6 from the field. He ends up with 10 points.
I just seen the offensive rebound and the putback by Mitch.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the drop step? The footwork.
I seen it.
I knew.
I mean, there was nobody in front of him, but you know,
it was someone where he left.
That's not something he was doing before, though.
Yeah, because what I was surprised about is the drop step at the distance he did it. He caught it and dropped, and like he stepped away from like 2 to 3 people and went up and dunked. I was like, oh my god, okay, Mitch, just do that a little bit more often. That's it, because now at least you can't leave Mitch open down there.
I wish that wasn't what gets us excited about Mitchell Robinson's season.
I wish too. Well, actually, I don't mind that, because that shows how important he is. Like, he is the reason why we went as far as we went in the playoffs. Like, he is single-handedly the reason why we went as far as we did in the playoffs. And
single-handedly?
Oh, my God, guys. I can't believe it, yo.
What happened?
Quickly, still a hooper. What do you know?
That's not surprising. We're going to get to Quickly in a second, too, because Quickly started wilding in the second half. He started wilding. Specifically, I think it was like the beginning of the fourth quarter, he started going crazy. Jalen, 4 for 5 from the field, 1 for 1 from three. Like I said, he gets what he wants. 1 assist. He went out there, scored a bunch of points, and sat down.
Yeah.
That's what he does. Quentin Grimes, I wish he would have taken more shots.
He didn't look great tonight, but I don't think it's a forecast of what's to come.
I mean, he shot 40% from three. That's my number, guys.
I'm not worried about the threes. I'm worried about the free throw attempts. And that's what concerns me with Quentin, is because I think what takes him to the next level is getting to the free throw line. Everyone knows you can shoot.
I feel like his role, like, is he going to have a role that's going to get him to the line? You know what I mean? Like, the Knicks, literally, they have RJ going downhill, like, all the time, right? Like, Quentin is mostly catching and shooting, bro. Like, it's just his role in the offense.
Klay can get to the basket. You don't got to shoot every single shot.
Yeah, but Klay is literally, like, the second option. You know what I mean?
I get that, but at the end of the day, if you watch the game, he had plenty of opportunities to get to the basket. You know, he had the ball in his hands a lot. And you got to think about it. He played 22 minutes. Look how many all the other starters played 20 minutes. None of them. He had the opportunity to do it and didn't. That's what I'm worried about. So I know we talk about all these other guys that have the ball more than Quentin. Nobody had the ball more than Quentin in Quickly today. You know what I mean? Like, they literally had, they were out there for 22 minutes. Him, DiVincenzo, Quickly. RJ didn't even play 20 minutes. He played 15. Julius played 12. Jalen played 5. So that's my thing. Like, when those guys aren't on the floor, it's only you and Quickly. Well, I mean, and Dante now. But at the same time, like, Dante's 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Quickly 3-for-5 from the free throw line. Everybody's getting to the line. Like, that's just what I need from him. I need him to get to the line because it makes him a threat. Because now it's all you got to do is challenge him. It's just the defensive assignment on Grimes is challenge him and don't foul him. And that's it. All you got, if you know that he's not going to shoot it and you can limit him to not shooting, you pretty much got him locked up. He's going to pass the ball. No matter who's on the court, whether it's Julius or Dante or Isaiah Hartenstein. And that's what I want to see. It's not that I'm concerned too much because it's, you know, it's a progression. You know what I mean?
Crazy part is he's an excellent finisher though. That's the crazy part.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I've seen him go to rack, dunk on people, get up and under, layups, finish under the basket. I've seen him do all of it. And that's my thing. I don't think he can't do it. It's just a matter of putting it together all in one game. You know what I'm saying? Being able to give you the 3-point spacing, head fake, drive to the basket. If you're there, let me draw the foul. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the next step of the development I want to see with Quentin Grimes, because that, I think that allows him to be more playable with guys like Julius Randle and Jalen Brunson, because you need floor spaces. What I don't want to see is Isaiah Hartenstein or Dante DiVincenzo getting a lot of those minutes with the stars, because the way Dante played tonight, he will get a lot more time with the starters to end games than Grimes. If that's what we're going to,
I think it's going to depend
on the game
on the game, definitely. But I mean, the thing is, I think for Tibbs, it's hard to take Grimes off the court,
mm-hmm.
especially at the end of games, because his defense, you know, like, he's usually guarding the other team's best guy.
Well, that's what I like about Dante, is because Dante is now another guy who can do that.
Pretty tough. What I didn't like about Quentin tonight, though, is the in 22 minutes, he had 3 turnovers. 4 assists, but 3 mm-hmm. turnovers. It's like giving it right back.
Yeah. I think Quentin's in the middle of trying to showcase kind of what he can bring offensively without trying to do too much, which is what I want him to do. Yeah. I want him to do more. He's still young, you know what I'm saying? But I just want him to get to the rack. Just get to the rack, like, spread it out a little bit more. And I think that'll be good for him. Like I said, Dante tonight, he was 2-for-8 from the field, but if you look at the other things that he did on the defensive end, he was getting in the lanes, he was getting steals. I don't think he has any steals on the stat sheet, but, you know, getting the
Isaiah, I see Isaiah got some new ink.
Oh yeah, he was looking tight. I seen him out there. But yeah, Dante, he brings a lot of things to the floor that we haven't had before, like someone who can play both ends of the floor and shoot like a Fournier. So, Fournier, I'm sorry. If you thought that you were getting any minutes this year, all of those minutes are going straight to Dante DiVincenzo. That's just pretty much all you got there. I'm so sorry to inform you, but those minutes are gone.
He was getting some burns tonight, man.
He was getting burned. Like, Evan Fournier played 20 minutes.
There's a part of me that feels bad because he can still play. Yeah. He's an NBA player.
He can definitely play. And that's what sucks, because
wherever he goes, he's going to help that team.
Right. Like, the Knicks are in a position where they have to, if they get rid of him, then they look bad. Like, if they waive him, then they look bad for giving them the money that they gave him. If they trade him at this point, well, the problem is they can't trade him because nobody wants him, because they know his value and they know what he's worth.
Right.
So it's like they're in this position where they either have to let him go or just rock out with him until someone takes him in a deal. So I don't know. It's pretty tough. Unfortunately, Evan's going to be here. He's going to take a shot if it's in front of him. As you can see tonight, he was 3-for-7 from the 3-point line, 4-for-10 from the field. He'll shoot that thing. That's what he's going to do.
He just looks so bad on defense.
He does.
He looks, and then Dre always talks about how he looks slow. And I didn't really, I mean, I saw it, but tonight, like, he was chasing down a fast break, and I was just like,
yeah,
he really is slow.
He's really slow. It's bad. It's almost to the point where defense is kind of want him to be out there.
Is that Obi or Jacob?
That's Jacob, man.
Oh, yeah.
I told you, he's bouncy like his brother.
He's definitely bouncy. I don't know, man. I think I want to see more of Jacob, but we're talking about Tom Thibodeau.
You're not going to,
We're talking about Tom Thibodeau here. We're not going to see more of him.
I mean, but honestly, like, see more of him how? Like, and what? You know what I mean? Like, right, I know we joke about the whole tips thing, but like,
that's facts. No, I mean, I just want to see him play. I don't know what his game is.
Right.
You know what I mean? Not like I want to see him get minutes in our
rotation. I wouldn't mind seeing him play, out of curiosity. Right. But I also understand, like,
yeah, facts.
I'm not
expecting him to play any major minutes on this team.
Probably got 12 guys better than him.
Actually, you know? If he's playing any major minutes on his team,
something went seriously wrong.
We're in trouble. We're definitely in trouble. And that's not even.
The team bus didn't show up or something.
Yeah, like something happened there. Something happened. Julius didn't play. RJ didn't play. Dante didn't play. Josh Hart didn't play tonight, by the way.
Yeah, he was out.
But you know, I don't know. Pretty much, it was a pretty much wash after the first two quarters. Like, you really just got to see a lot of garbage time. You got to see a lot of quickly went crazy. 8 of 14 from the field.
Yeah.
2 of 5 from three. 21 points. Three assists. Was it three assists? Yes, three assists. Three steals.
Like 20 minutes or something like that.
Yeah.
Right?
20 minutes. 22 minutes. He also had three turnovers. As well as Grimes. But one of the turnovers was he lost the ball in the middle of a steal kind of thing, and you know,
I'm worried about that though.
Yeah,
he normally don't turn it over.
He doesn't turn the ball over like that anyway. Right, exactly. So I'm not necessarily worried, but quickly, first half was rough. Second half, he was quickly, and that's what you want to see from him, especially because the way the season ended, everybody wanted to see a little bit more in the playoffs from quickly, and we didn't really get to see much.
Yeah.
And he got the minutes.
I was actually surprised how bad he was in the playoffs.
Ah, man.
But
it sucks.
Yo, those lights, bro. Those lights, man.
Those lights, yeah. I mean, well, that's the thing. That's the second time in the playoffs. So It's not like it was his first time. Also, it doesn't bode well for him.
But to me, that was like his first like real run though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so. It just doesn't bode well for his contract extension. I mean, you know,
I don't think it hurts his contract at all. Actually.
Yeah,
The Knicks know what they got.
They know what they got.
Yeah, they extended him.
I think so. I mean,
they should.
I can't say. You never really know. It shouldn't. What I'll say is it shouldn't affect that for him. It shouldn't. If it does, I'd be surprised because he's quickly and he plays so well. You know what I mean? Throughout the season, he's probably one of their best offensive and defensive players. Yeah. So
the season starts October 24th, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So I believe the deadline for Quickly's extension is the 23rd.
He'll get it.
I think he'll get it. One thing that I from what I understand now, about the NBA and probably sports in general, is that they love deadlines.
Yeah, they'll operate
and they do not like to do anything
prior
until they're like literally right up against.
Yes, they don't have to. I mean, like, you have to understand that this is a lot of paperwork and a lot of legal stuff. So it's not even just like, do we like him? Do we not? It's all the behind the scenes stuff going on with agents and stuff like that. So I mean, I get it. But they're extending him. They're just fine-tuning the details. He's a lot better of a player than he was. So it's just like, all right, what are we going to do? How are we going to make this work? So
say 4 years, $90 million? Mm-hmm. Sound about right? Sound like a sweet spot.
Yeah. Why not? think he worked. I mean,
I wouldn't be surprised if I saw Quickly get. See, you know, and I kind of felt like that went into how he was going at Peyton Pritchard tonight a little bit, because as we all know, I don't know.
Pritchard just got an extension.
He just got an extension for $30 million a year. So, I'm sorry, Quickly's a better.
Wait,
player.
How much?
$30 million a year.
No, you mean $30 million total.
My bad. 30,
right?
30 million for 4 years.
I was going
to
be like,
yo. I was about, yo, bro. My bad. I was like, yo, I was about to have to go back. Like, yo, did I see that wrong? Yeah.
I'm tripping. I said that wrong. 30 million for 4 years. So
I was about to say, yo, what are they? We're going to have to pay Quickly. Like,
was it 4 years, actually?
I think it might have been four.
That don't sound like a lot.
I seen it earlier.
Let's see. The Peyton Pritchard contract is 4 years, $30 million. Yeah, 4 years, okay. $30 million. Yeah, which sounds about right. So, I guess that doesn't really tie into it, but I know Quickly definitely tonight looked like he wanted to prove that he wasn't who he was in the playoffs, and he did that. I'm just looking forward to Quickly just doing more of what he does best, because I don't know exactly what I can say I'd change about Quickly's game, right, or what he should improve on. I think Quickly just needs to be more consistent. That's really it. We know he can do everything.
Yeah,
he can defend. He can shoot. He can pass. He sees the floor well. He's high assist, low turnovers for the most part. Just a great all-around player. So I don't know what he should improve on, but I just want to see him be more consistent. That's really it. That's all I can say about Quick.
I think he needs to shoot better.
You think he needs to shoot better? He's 40% tonight. Yeah.
I think that he needs to – my bad. So I think last year he obviously took a huge jump efficiency-wise. Mm-hmm. I think he needs to build on that is what I'm saying.
Right.
Like last year was the first year he shot over 40% from the field. And I want to continue to see that number climb. So I think he shot like 43% from the field. I would like to see that go up to 45, 46 this year.
Yeah.
The 3-point number was fine for me. He shot 37%. That's a fine number for me, even though I think he's capable of shooting better. Mm-hmm. I just think he takes some kind of some wild threes sometimes.
Right.
Which I think hurts his percentage. He got the ultimate green light.
Yeah, because he's known for knocking it down. I mean, I can't. Yes, should he shoot better if possible? Absolutely, but I'm not mad at what he did last year. If he did what he did last year,
not at all.
And like I would be fine with that, except for the postseason jitters or whatever happened there. But
I think he'll even tell you that like. He said he wanted to shoot over 40% last year. That was his goal. He did. I think he'll even tell you that he needs to get that up to like 45, 46.
Right.
And during his interview, he just said he just wants to be, a better basketball player. So I know he's trying to.
All right. So actually, I'm wrong, bro. So last year, he shot like literally, I'm just going to call it 45%. He shot 44.8% from the field, which is a really nice number for him.
That's pretty nice.
Nah, if I got him in that number, in that range, do it again. Yeah, I'm good. Never mind, guys. Never mind, guys. I'm good. 45 from the field, 37 from three, 82 from the line. Sign me up.
Yeah.
I think he's a better free throw shooter than 82%, though.
Quick?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
He came into the league at like 90 or something 90, like that. Yeah. So he's actually falling off.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a low number. He was 3 for 5 today. Get it together, Emmanuel. I might start nitpicking on him. Get it together, bro.
Who else you want to talk about? Dante? Can we talk about Dante?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got to talk about another thing we got to talk about before we start letting people hop on. I haven't even looked at the chat either at all.
Nobody's
there? All right, cool. It's a preseason game. They're like, man, the hell with this.
Right, exactly.
But,
I almost didn't watch because until y'all were like, yeah, I want to do it. And I was just like, all right, fine. I wasn't going to watch, to be perfectly honest.
Nah?
Yeah, One thing I will say though is like the minutes. We got to talk about minutes, guys.
Right.
Because the minutes this season are going to be very, very interesting.
I mean, we're only going to be able to talk about what we want to see, like, because
not so much what we want to see. Like, I just want to find out what you guys think about, like, how are these minutes going to go around?
Exactly.
Because somebody is going to have to play 15 minutes or so a game. Like, somebody's going to be Obi.
Who's our OB? I mean, let's be real, right? If you think about it, you already got your starting five, which is RJ, Julius, Mitch, Jalen, and Quentin. Mm-hmm. You got Josh Hart,
Dante DiVincenzo,
Dante Quick, Hartenstein.
Quickly, Hartenstein.
So yo, we got 240 minutes, right? That's how many minutes you have to go around in a game, right? You got 240 minutes. You figure Brunson and Randle are going to eat up 70 of those minutes. So that leaves you with 170 to try to dole out amongst the peasants. So let's say RJ plays. So hold on. I got to write this shit down.
RJ's gonna get minutes. He's gonna play with the starting lineup, and he's gonna play with the second.
He's gonna average 35 to 40 minutes a game.
So Randle is gonna play 35. You could book that, right? You could write that in ink, bro. Same thing with Jalen.
I can almost say 38.
Jalen's getting 40.
Nah, he not. I don't think he's gonna play 38. What did he play last year? 35, 36. He's usually in that range. Tibbs usually keeps him in that range. And he might actually play less this year. You want to know why he could possibly play less this year? Like, because...
Jalen?
No, Julius. Oh. Because last year, right, Obi was the backup power forward. Right? Like, we knew Obi was only going to play 12 to 13 minutes a game. Right? Like, that was a given. Now, the backup power forward is basically going to be RJ / Josh Hart. Like, Tibbs is going to play those guys. You got to assume, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm curious, like, because those guys are going to be the backup fours and they're going to play their minutes, right? Josh Hart came here last year at the end of the year and played a million minutes, right? RJ, I assume, is going to get his minutes. Does that mean that Julius is maybe down to 33 minutes a game? Could he take like a 2-minute dip this season?
I think if his ankle acts up, they'll reduce his minutes just to keep him healthy. Mm-hmm. But I don't see his minutes shrinking if it's not a health reason.
All right, so RJ's gonna play 30 minutes, right?
Yeah. I'm saying 35.
You saying 35 for RJ? How many RJ played last year?
How much did he play last year?
I can see it right now. RJ played last year. He played 34 minutes a game.
You played
34?
33.9. Yeah. So I'm saying about 35.
All right. So RJ's going to play 35, right? So now you got between RJ, Randle, and Jalen, 105 minutes, bro. Mm-hmm. So now you only got 135 minutes left. This shit is getting dicey, and you still got six players, bro. Yeah, got to eat too.
Seven, but six, because if more than likely he's going to keep this rotation at nine.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not going to be 10. If it's 10, that means that 10th person is probably Jericho Sims, and I don't think he extends the lineup for Jericho.
So in the pecking order, who's next? Would you say Quickly is probably next?
After RJ, after the three?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Either him. Well, yeah, him.
Yeah,
sure.
Definitely. He's definitely
Quickly. All right. Yeah. So last year, Quickly played 29 minutes a game, bro. Like, he's the sixth man of the year runner up. That's like, right. You got to book him for close to 30 a game, right? Like, that's mm-hmm. automatic. Like, everybody keeps saying his numbers are going to, his minutes are going to drop. If they do drop, it's not going to be significant. Like, he's going to play big minutes, bro. He's that guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and he needs it.
Right. He should.
Yeah. That's the thing. He also plays quickly by need. That's why it's hard to determine his minutes, because a lot of times he's just going to run quickly out there to give guys a rest. But other times he's going to run quickly out there because he needs quickly out there to play some defense on some guys.
Yeah.
The floor, you know what I mean? So he's quickly is not going to be a guy you can – I don't even see quickly getting anything under 29, 30 this year.
So let's book him for 20
on offense too. So I mean, like when he's on the floor, like a lot of things happen. He's gonna get his minutes.
So let's book him for 29, bro. That leaves 106 minutes left to spread out among five guys.
The centers
are gonna split the 48, bro.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mitch, so
Isaiah.
So I was down. So I said 105, 105. What is that? That leaves.
That's
57 minutes left.
So between.
That leaves 57 minutes left, bro.
Dante's gonna get 15.
Between Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo, and who is the other guy? I'm missing one more. Quentin Grimes.
Grimes.
Yo, bro, that's 19 minutes apiece that's left over for these three guys. You see the dilemma here?
No,
there's too many good players on this team, is what I'm gonna say. And it sounds weird, but there's too many good players, not like superstar players. We have so many good guys that can bring something equally to the team that it's hard to see us playing one guy less than one of those guys less than 20 something minutes a game. He's gonna have to play. Like, who is that guy that's gonna take those Obi minutes? Like, who is it? Because Obi was part of a 9-man rotation last year. Who is that guy this time is going
to
take?
But did they bring Dante here to play 15 minutes a game?
No. Hell no.
That's what I'm saying, bro. So you got 57 minutes left over, right? Between these three guys, right? Like, Josh Hart, is he playing 19 minutes a game, Cap?
Yes.
That's it? Just 19 a game?
I'm saying at least Josh Hart. Yeah, 25.
There's 57 minutes left.
Mm-hmm. It's good. You gotta split that between him, Hart, and him, Hartenstein.
I don't see it as an issue. I think it'll work out. I think everybody knows who the starting five are, who's gonna get their minutes, and whatever role they play, they're just gonna be as dynamic as possible when they get on the court.
Also, you're going to have to also think about the fact that Josh Hart and RJ are going to be playing a lot of minutes at the four. So that's going to take a lot of minutes away from Hartenstein, that he may have to be out there for any extended amount of time, unless you're playing a big lineup. I think that's another thing that Tibbs looks for. First of all, one thing I noticed, because I was watching the Celtics stream tonight, and even other teams talking about how big our team is on the inside. They're talking about you dealing with Mitch, Isaiah, and Julius. That's not a lineup you want to go up against, you know, as a front court guy. So I do see them playing against other bigger lineups with that. And if they have to exploit it on a night where their smaller lineups aren't working, I can see I can see that happening. But on most nights, I can see Isaiah Hartenstein probably being a guy getting 15 minutes.
And DiVincenzo, I think, didn't he play like 30 minutes a game last year for Golden State?
Yeah, he's not getting 30.
Yeah, it's a different team, though.
He's not getting 30. He might get about
25. He played 26 a game.
Yeah, I'll give him 25. And like I said,
This is going to be interesting, guys. This is going to be a very interesting year, bro.
Because there's a lot of two-way guys, and that's what Tibbs loves. You got Quentin Grimes, you got Quickly, you got DiVincenzo. You got a lot of those two-way guys who can knock
between me and you, bro. Between me, I think RJ, that 34 minutes a game dips.
It's going to get cut. It's going to get cut. Those minutes between, if you think about it, if you map it out the way you mapped it out, I think it's going to come down to if RJ's having a bad game.
Yeah, exactly. You probably won't see him again.
You probably won't see him unless
like those. Game. You know those games where he's like 0-for-9 in the first half, bro. Which happening. I hope we don't see any of those this year, because.
You're gonna see him. It's RJ's game. Let's be honest,
bro. Don't say that, man. Hold on, Cap, bro. Nah, man. If we see that, though, like, To me, that means that he's still the same guy, bro.
Okay, so then you move on. But this is the problem with us. We get our hopes up for certain guys. Yeah. I'm a huge RJ guy. Do you really expect him to be that consistent overnight or at any point in his career?
But it's not overnight, though. It's year what? Five,
that's
six?
That's what I'm saying. Or at any point in his career. Like,
I hope so.
I mean, you would hope so if he's a Nick. Yeah, of course.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's my point is, all right, well, if RJ can't bring you what we're looking for, and if that is what's stopping us from getting to where we got to go, then obviously that means that RJ is the piece that more than likely has to be moved.
Right.
But like we spoke about on the previous show, if we're talking to Philly, do you think Philly wants RJ over Julius? No. You know what I mean? I don't see them taking RJ over Julius.
Xavier said we have a guard every team. Yeah, we do.
We do.
But I'm okay with it, though.
So
I'm okay with it, though. I think it's going to make us tricky to play against.
Yeah, I think it'll make us tricky to play against. But on the RJ thing, like I said, I think if he's going to have to be moved, if that's what you're going to do with, but at the end of the day, other teams are also watching the same basketball games we're watching. And if you're talking about making a trade for a star, which is what we're always in the talks to be making, then whatever team is going to trade their star for whoever, it's not going to be for RJ over Julius. You know what I mean? Like, why would you pick RJ over Julius as any other team in the NBA?
You know, well, only reason I would take RJ over Julius is because I guess it's just easier with Julius it's easier with RJ. Well, no, never mind. No, it isn't. I was going to say it's easier to fit RJ into like the ecosystem of your team. But now that I think about it, I think it's easier, but I don't think it's easy.
I think a team RJ would fit on the most would be a team like Golden State that shoots a lot of threes. Because then,
but do you really want him shooting a lot of threes?
He would be the one driving. Yeah,
gotcha.
He needs the spacing. He needs the reason why RJ is. I think
his. Not follow you now.
Yeah, his game just doesn't fit what we have right now. Simply because we don't have a ton of shooters. If we had more shooters that would space the floor out, then he could get to the basket whenever the hell he want, and then he's going to be going against one guy instead of two half the time, and. Those chances, I like RJ and those chances more than I do him taking 2-3 guys to the basket and trying to score on them because no one else can score, you know, or shoot a three or spread the floor.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I mean, that's just me. I think RJ needs to step up this year like he just does. As much as I love RJ and I think he has a lot of potential, consistency is the key. Like, I know all those other moves that he was doing. I do want to see him do pull-up shots and all of the other things, but you got to do them consistently. I don't want to just see you taking a bunch of pull-up middies and then bricking them all year.
You know what I want to see him do?
What you want to
I want to see him play the type of floor game that he played in the postseason where he made all the right passes. He made those kicks to the corner. He found Mitch on lobs. Facts. Like he was making all the right decisions. I think that if he does that in the regular season, those numbers shooting at the rim, I think he'll clean up a lot of things by making the right decision instead of always forcing some shit up.
I mean, yeah, if RJ can continue to expand on that kind of thing, and as long as he can do what he's, like you said, what he did in the postseason and also in FIBA, I think he'll be fine. If RJ can continue to bring what he brought in FIBA in the postseason, which is just heavily attacking that paint, you know what I mean? Getting his teammates the ball, putting pressure at the rim, and still at the same time knocking down the three. He actually did that pretty well in FIBA, which was surprising to see him knock down the three ball a little bit better. I do think the three-point line's a little bit closer in FIBA.
It is closer.
Yeah, so it's a little bit different. I mean, it makes a difference. But I'm not mad at him, you know what I mean? But I do want to see it will be an adjustment for RJ, and I think at a certain point he will start to knock these shots down. Because the thing about RJ is he's in the gym a lot. And I think the problem with RJ is the mechanics. I don't think it's that he's just a bad shooter.
All I ask is for him to please not shoot 30% again from three, yo.
It's mechanics is going to tie into it, man, because honestly, it's about how he catches it without, you know what I mean? It's usually him without the ball, because when he catches the ball and pulls up, he's fine half the time. It's just where he catches it from. I think he needs to stop bringing it below the waist, or catching it from below the waist and bringing it up, because then it makes you hitch and flick it. If he would just catch it above the waist and catch it here and go right up, that might be a little bit different for RJ, but I'm not his trainer. Hopefully Drew Hanlon worked with him on some of those things in the summertime. We just haven't gotten to see it yet. So I'm gonna bank on that. But
let us pray.
Let us pray. You know what I'm saying? Until the next time we see these guys, Izzy jumps in here real late. Yeah. What's going on, Izzy? What's going on? But yeah, man. I don't know when we play. When's our next preseason game? Let's do that. When is our preseason?
Just had it up too.
My bad. Wrong year.
Next game is 14th. Yeah, it's the 14th against the Timberwolves
on Saturday.
Oh, so I was looking at the right one. I'm sitting here like Timberwolves.
Yeah, it seems far away. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, that don't make no sense. So you play the Timberwolves on Saturday.
A Nathan Knight revenge game.
I hope so.
He'll get burned.
He'll get burned at some point. He should get a good amount of burn. Tibbs let him take a shot tonight. A shot. So, you know, improvement. You know what I mean?
Please watch these Wemby highlights, y'all.
Oh, I saw one of them. It's sort of fast break he had.
Yo, this shit not real, cuz like my man,
he looks
cross
weird.
Cross tween a bump, so the finish and one.
He's a guard.
It's like seeing a deer.
Body. It's super weird.
He put on a little bit of weight though since summer league.
FIBA.
Nah, I said since summer league, he put on a little weight.
It's like seeing a deer with a basketball, bro.
Bro, the shit is just unfair, yo.
He's a very intriguing prospect, man. I don't know. I mean, personally, I don't know how long he's going to be able to last.
Yeah, that's my only thing.
I'm not going to do that to the kid, bro.
I'm not going to do that to the kid.
I'm not doing anything to him. I'm just worried. That's it. I'm worried.
Nah, the kid's going to have a long, prosperous career.
I hope so. I hope so. I really hope he does, because I like
him. And he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying, like, I'm careful with those, man. I'm careful with those because so much plays into it. I mean, especially if he has Coach Pop coaching him for his entire career, which I doubt that's possible. But to have a coach like Pop guide him, you know what I'm saying? And the talent that he has, is if he stays healthy, he should be on that track. Absolutely.
Well, we know that he's going to get plenty of rest in San Antonio.
Yeah.
Well, we know that.
Whenever he needs it, he'll get it.
Even when he doesn't need it, he's going to get it.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. They changed some rules this year. So.
They changed the rule. I mean, well, Kawhi said, ain't no rule going to make me play more.
Yeah, imagine just coming out openly and just being like, I don't care about the rules. I ain't playing.
My man got nerves of steel, bro. He don't give a damn. My man, first of all, Shorty asked him, and you know good and goddamn well that you knew exactly what the rules was, bro. And he said, well, what was the rules? What was the rule change? Kawhi, stop. They made the rules for you, my nigga.
Like, he had an update immediately.
Ain't no way.
So you gonna tell me nobody in his camp came to him like, yo, bro, you seen this? Nobody, bro. He's got a bunch of niggas in his camp that don't know what's going on, huh?
Yo, he got a notification on his phone like an Amber Alert when that joint came out. He knew exactly what the rule was.
Yeah. His phone was buzzing hard as hell, bro.
It came through as the Kawhi rule. I know for a fact. Ain't no way you didn't know what this was, bro. And he was like, yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of things that happen during the season. If I'm hurting, I can't play. I'm just not going to play. I'm like, of course you won't, Kawhi. We know. The whole league knows. And he tried to bring up Toronto. It's like, not like when I was
in Toronto. I heard he really be hurt, though, bro. That's what I heard.
No, I mean, I do think he honestly is hurt. And that's the thing that I feel bad for him about, because if he's truly hurt in all of these situations, then I feel bad for the dude. Also,
Izzy, what about D Rose?
Oh, he wants to know. Oh, I'm sure he wants to. How
we're
he
not looked. Doing that.
He I looked mean, good. He looked no. Just how he looked in the.
Oh, I thought he was talking about what he said.
Oh no. We passed that. We talked about that the other day.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
Yeah, we talked about.
We're not revisiting that, man.
Yeah, I mean he looked good over there. I think he is exactly what they need over there in terms of the guy off the bench and a mentor for them who understands the assignment. I think that's perfect. It's D Rose is the perfect guy there. Like he said, I'm not here to babysit you. I'm not here to, you know what I mean? I'm just here to lead you, guide you. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's the perfect person to show Ja what he should and shouldn't be doing. Role model. Someone who he can relate to, who he knows is also from the streets as well, you know what I'm saying? And that's, I think that's a problem. Well, I can't even say as well. I don't know if Josh from the street, but we know D Rose technically was
Demetrius.
Stop. Let's get this guy out of here.
Shit.
Derrick Rose looked good in
my bad, y'all.
In Memphis. Shout out to him and everything he brought to the squad. I'm proud of him handling it like an adult while he was here, even though he wasn't happy. And not necessarily slandering anyone. Because I mean, how can you slander a team that played as well as we did last year?
Mm-hmm.
No matter if you just thought you deserved
it. You know what I thought about last year though?
What?
I felt like D Rose got off to a slow start. I feel like if he would have stayed in the lineup, that he would have turned that around.
Yeah. I think it was just a matter of that Josh Hart trade and a few other things that kind of like just kept him on the bench. Unfortunately. So I don't know. I think shout out to him. I wish him the best over there. And I hope that he can continue to play a long time in his career, man. I don't want to see D Rose hang it up anytime soon. You watched that guy become an MVP at the age that he was, and you knew that he was special. But at the end of the day, your body can only take so much beating.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the knees when it comes to the game of basketball. You got to be easy, especially as a guard. That's why my concern with Ja is the same as it was for Derrick Rose. You know what I'm saying? Like, just be easy on your knees, bro. Like, you only got two.
Yo, but it's not even his knees, bro. I'm worried about his neck, bro. Pause. Because.
Hey, yo.
Yo.
And on that note, jeez.
Oh man, there's no coming back from that one.
Sheesh.
Oh boy.
Sheesh.
Whoa, Banjo-Kazooie. That was crazy.
Oh shit, yeah. That don't put that on IG, bro.
Where's Cameron?
I was worried with your word. Pause.
But seriously though, like the way he just be like jumping into like crowds just recklessly.
Yeah.
Like
he gonna jump into the backboard one day and snap his neck or some shit. He just needs to
Remember what he did in that series against the Lakers? Just like Yeah, like, I sent you the clip. Like, yo, what is my man doing, bro?
Why were you trying to dunk on everything? It wasn't even people. It wasn't even people, bro. I swore he came out during the timeout and tried to jump over the stanchion, like all kind of crazy shit. Like, why, bro? Just chill the hell out, my G. Like, relax. It's never that real. We know you can dunk over everybody in the league at this point. I just want to see you play a whole season without hurting nobody or yourself. This dude saw LeBron near the rim and tried to jump from the foul line.
Yeah. Bro, he looked like he'd just be out there trying to die. Like, what are you trying to prove, bro?
He said that he want to dunk. There's certain people in the NBA he want to dunk on. So when he gets the opportunity, he's going
for it. But that's not going for it, though. That's just stupidity, man.
He going to kill himself one day up there, bro.
Like, bro, that's just stupidity.
He got a launch pass. So everything is possible to him.
What is this nigga? You think he's the Rocketeer, bro? Like, come on.
Yeah. Bro, he did. I forgot what it was. He jumped. Was it the Laker game? He jumped so hard and aggressive, and immediately his legs was taken from under him. Hmm. And I'm just like, bro, there wasn't even a lane there. Like, where did you plan to land at this point? Like, you didn't even think about it. You just saw, and it's the thing, the normal person, when they see a lane, they think about the person there and how they can land, and that determines how they're going to go up. Sometimes they'll go up for a dunk and end up with a layup. Ja will, like,
look. You don't think about the landing.
Forget the landing. Fuck the landing. I'm a jump, I'm a dunk it, and worry about all of that.
Yeah, I'll figure that out.
You know what I mean? I'll figure it out. Like, I'll land some. There's a bunch of floor out here. There's a lot of floor. I'll figure out where the hell to land out there.
Gravity's still on.
But bro, y'all ever watch how D-Rose play now? You see how careful he move, yo?
D-Rose be having me crying. It seemed like he got a cane while he playing ball. It's kind of weird.
But I be looking like, yo, he still be... like, he still be mixing people, bro, but he just do it differently now.
Yeah. Now, he hit somebody with a double cross in that first game in Memphis. And then smoothly just went to the basket. I'm like, how is he doing this without jumping like the way he used to?
Nah, he still got it, bro.
He still got it. And I think that was why he was so mad. But anyway, we could talk all day. Shout out to Derrick Rose. Wish you the best over there in Memphis, man. Back in your college town where you played as a, what are they?
A finalist.
What are they though? The Memphis what?
Tigers.
Tigers. The Tigers.
They were a finalist, bro. They went all the way to the NCAA finals.
It was him and who was the first and second pick? It was him and Michael Beasley that year.
Michael Beasley was the second pick.
Michael Beasley.
No. Yeah. Wait. Yes, Michael Beasley was second pick. Because I remember my boy was, he wanted, he's a Bulls fan. He wanted Beasley. He
wanted Beasley.
Instead of Derrick Rose.
Hmm. I'm glad. I know he's glad he ended
up. Yeah, he's, I'm pretty sure he's happy that. even though it didn't end up the way he wanted it to. Yeah. They made the right pick.
It would have been a lot shorter lived if it was Beasley over there instead of Rose.
And he would have been a lot more frustrated a lot earlier.
Yeah, for sure. It would have been no LeBron and D Rose rivalry at that time for the three, four years at that point. But I'm glad it ended up that way. Shout out to D Rose.
Shout out to the Bulls who traded LaMarcus Aldridge for Tyrus Thomas on draft night. Shout out to y'all.
Is that how they made that happen?
Yeah, they traded, they drafted LaMarcus Aldridge. And they traded him to Portland for Tyrus Thomas.
Huh.
Yes, that happened, guys.
Huh. Wow. And
it happens. You never know.
Going over there with Brandon Roy.
But I never understood, bro. Let me tell you why I didn't. See, now it's not even a Knicks podcast no more.
It's not. It's gone.
Let me tell you why I didn't understand that trade. LaMarcus already had an NBA game, like, refined, right? Mm-hmm. He already had the post-up. He had the footwork, the fadeaway jumper in the post. He had all of that stuff already. Tyrus was obviously, like, an explosive athlete, but he had no game. Mm. He just could jump. Like, give me the guy with game.
Tyrus was literally just a leaper. That's literally all he did. I don't think he had any finesse to his game at all. And that's not even being disrespectful. He literally just didn't have any finesse to his game. It was just all air. And that's pretty much it. I mean, guys like that don't last long. I don't care how good you are. Like, Blake Griffin wasn't anything until he developed that midi. Look up all the Blake highlights you can. He wasn't anything until he developed that mid-range.
I wouldn't say he wasn't anything.
I mean, he wasn't effective.
He was an impact player day one, bro.
Of course, just like Zion's an impact player. But what I'm saying is it's kind of like different when all your game is predicated on athleticism.
I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be able to do something without jumping.
Different. Yeah.
Like, show me something without using athleticism. You know what I mean? And that's, show me that you're a basketball player and not an athlete. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I want to see. And when he started to do things like that, that's when Blake Griffin's career took off. And that's when the Clippers were damn near unstoppable. You know what I'm saying? And you had him and Chris Paul with that pick and roll, which was a crazy duo. Then you throw
DeAndre Jordan
in there. That was just outrageous. That was a hell of a lob city.
Yep.
To deal with over there.
They didn't know who was jumping next.
Yeah, but until Blake started hitting that midi, and guys had to come out and guard him, and he gave DeAndre some space in the paint to work. That's when they were perennial. You know, all right, like they got to worry about this team every year. So, you know, same things we're looking for with our guys. I want to see that kind of thing with Mitch. I don't want him to just be just a alley-oop guy. But I also don't want to see him with the ball in his hands too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do want to see a change in Mitch, but I don't want to see him doing too much. And last question before we get about here. Izzy says, who y'all got winning in the West?
It's not the Lakers. So
it's not the Lakers.
Let's get that out of the way.
I'm going to have to go with either the, I mean, repeat the you know, it's either going to be Jokic and him, or I like what the Warriors are looking like. And it's not just because they're the Warriors. I think that addition of Chris Paul really might put them over the edge a lot more than people think.
Can they win on the road this year, though? Because the sure shit couldn't last year.
That is something that has to happen. But I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that who had the ball in their hands more than just almost as much as Steph Curry last year?
are we talking about the same person?
I hope so. Who are you talking about?
When I think about somebody in their offense with the ball, I just think about Draymond Green, and I'm not a fan, so that's why I lie.
Okay, not Draymond.
But I think you're talking about Jordan Poole, though.
I'm talking about Jordan Poole. And I think that had a lot to do with it.
But Jordan was a good player, though, bro.
No, he's a good player. It's decision-making. That's all it was. It's just decision-making. He's a great player. I think he just – that is a
He about to have a year.
He's gonna have an amazing year. He's gonna have an amazing year. He's gonna have an amazing year because he's gonna have the ball in his hands all year long. But it's kind of like the difference in when you're watching Steph versus Trae Young, right? You know what I'm saying? And how different they can get the same shots. You know what I mean? Like, Steph is taking different kind of shots than Trae Young is taking, and they're taking the same shot. You know what I mean? So I think it's along that kind of vein. I don't know what it was last year about Jordan Poole. I do think he was trying to prove himself a little bit more, and he took a lot of shots he just did not have to take in certain situations, especially in that series versus
Sacramento.
Yeah, Sacramento. And it was just like,
that's my dark horse to win the West, by the way.
I mean, that's a team that you gotta watch out for them. You gotta watch out for them, especially if De'Aaron's gonna play the way he played last year. You gotta watch out for them.
So that's the first hot take. That's the first hot take of the year for Garnett Knicks.
Oh, yeah?
Sacramento wins the West, guys.
Wow.
I can't rock with that. It's too many.
I actually don't know how to answer this. I really have to see what the changes, how the changes affect the West.
That's the point of a hot take, Cap. You're not supposed to be able to rock with it.
No. I just have a different, I have a different point of view with it. I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't believe it's in the Phoenix Suns.
No, no, no. Oh, you talking about this? Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Don't get me wrong.
I was considering
the offense. Them. The offense looks scary as hell.
It does. It does.
I watched them play yesterday. The offense looks scary as hell. I mean, both Booker, all three of them, Booker, Durant, Beal, they got to whatever point in the floor they want. None of them could be double teamed. Their one Achilles heel, no pun intended, is health.
Oh shit, yo. Damn.
No pun intended.
I don't know why that hit so hard. Damn.
No pun intended, Durant, but their one Achilles heel is definitely health.
Yes.
I don't know who I can count on to be more healthy. The only player I can really count on to be healthy, honestly, is Devin Booker. I'm scared about Beal. I'm scared about Beal for many reasons because, number one, they're having him run point guard. Number two, he's always hurt. So imagine having your point guard who runs your offense always being hurt. So let's just hope. Now, if there's no injury concerns, the Suns should take it. And this is the same thing every year about any team that Durant is on. That team should win.
Right.
You know what I mean? Every single year, no matter what team Durant is on, that team should win. And it just doesn't happen. So I don't know what I can... What can I say? Like, how can I put... What can I bank on with Durant? Or... That team. We saw what happened to them last year in the playoffs.
Exactly.
How the hell did they fall off like that? Like, they got beat by the Mavericks. And in that game seven, it was kind of like, what did they shoot? 2 for 18 or something like that between Booker and Chris Paul?
Wasn't good.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. I really, truly don't understand what that team is and how good they are, but I can't put my faith in that squad. So, talent, they got it, but scary. Very, very scary.
I'm worried if they got enough size. Like, they got Nurkic, but, I mean, can you really depend on Nurkic to play a season?
And he's too slow for that lineup. You know what I mean? Like, the speed of those guys does not – it just don't gel. It just doesn't gel. It just – it feels like they put a lot of pieces together, and it just reminds
me – how fast are they really going to play, though? Like, Durant is not a spring chicken no more.
Nah.
But none of them are really. Devin Booker is young. Like, I question how fast they're gonna actually play.
Bill, he's a speed guy.
Nah, Bill gets up and down that court, man.
Yeah,
he gets up and down that court, and I can see him outrunning Nurkic on a few of those plays.
If that motherfucker even plays 40 games,
there you go. And this is what I'm saying. Like, this is the concern and why I can't. They should win,
right?
Healthy Suns should not lose. Booker, Beal, and Durant, y'all should not lose. But let's be honest, their problem is health and depth. Those are the only two things that can stop them is health and depth. So, and we lost Joe. Joe's out. Let me shout out to my man's Toxic. Where you been at, my guy? Come on, man. Where you been? You jumping here all late? Come on, man. I sent you the notification. I'm messing with you. What's going on, man? Good to see you. Good to see you. He said, did I miss the show? We back. We back, bro. We back. We back. We back. Hot take, I miss Obi.
Well,
I'm going to be honest with you.
You got Jacob now. So, I mean, you got to get over it.
I don't want to watch one Pacer highlight this year. I don't.
I'm curious to see how the team plays with him, though.
I don't want to see how they play with him because they're going to play the way he was supposed to be, no homo, played with. You know what I'm saying? Like, that.
And I want to see what that looks like. I want to see what that looks like.
I'll watch it after the year's over. I don't I don't want to see them play.
We're going to play them.
I'm telling you right now, the amount of times Obi Toppin gets an alley-oop from Tyler Halliburton, it's going to piss
Tyrese?
Me off. Tyrese Halliburton.
I thought that was like his little brother.
It might be. He actually might have a brother called Tyler Halliburton.
It sounds right.
You know, let's just call him Tyler Hansborough.
Psycho T.
Psycho T.
He wasn't so psycho when he turned around and seen
Ron Artest. He's like, oh, my bad, Ron. My bad, Ron.
Yeah, he turned around wanting. He turned around wanting all the smoke, bro. Oh, he seen who it was. He was like, oh.
That shit was so
Yeah, it's so hilarious, bro. Because he literally is like, he turns around real tough, and he's like, "Oh, my bad." You can read his lips too. He's like, "My bad, Ron."
My bad, Ron. You ever saw that, Rick?
Thought it was someone else.
You never saw that clip, Rick?
I don't think I did, but I know Ron Artest. So I mean,
my man turned. And if you know anything about Tyler wanted all the smoke. Yeah,
wanted smoke all the time. It didn't matter who it was. Tyler was like, "What? Get on my face. What? I don't care."
You remember the college game where he was all bloody and shit, looking crazy? That's when he got the name Psycho T.
Yep.
Wow.
Bro,
Man turned around, yo. He turned around with the angry face. He looked, he was like, oh, my bad, Ron.
He didn't want no smoke at all, bro. I'm not gonna lie. That was, hold on, I gotta play it. I gotta play the clip. I'm sorry.
Yo, Ricky, he wanted no problem, bro.
I don't blame him.
I don't blame him.
Ron is a different guy.
This was hilarious.
Yeah, this dude, he's a hothead.
Yo, the wrinkles on his forehead disappeared and everything, bro.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that shit, bro.
Yeah, you didn't see the wrinkles disappear? Yo!
Oh my god, yeah. That is hilarious.
When you see the wrinkles, why? Hold on, watch. Watch the wrinkles disappear. Bro, where did they go, bro?
This show is going in the wrong direction, guys.
I didn't know it was you. My bad.
But he was a Nick. He's a Nick. Yo, he was a Nick at the time, so it matches. It works, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to start Andrew Claudio in us, bro. Like,
all right, we had enough.
Yeah, I was watching it. Did you see that last show, bro?
But hold on. In the clip itself, it wasn't his bad.
It wasn't his bad. It was actually Ron's.
That was a foul.
It was Ron's bad. It was actually Ron's bad.
Yo, but that makes it even funnier, though.
Yo, I know smoking on, bro.
I said, hold up, though. He didn't foul him.
Yo, my bad.
Look at him.
I never even thought about it like that. Yo,
Ron was wild.
Like, it really wasn't his bad.
Ron was wildin'. Look. Yo, Ron was wildin', bro. Why? That's Queen right there, bro.
And it was a tech. You see watch his back?
But watch his left hand though. Like he gently like watch how gentle he is with his left hand. Like.
And I wanted see that's a tech. See? My bad. He didn't want to touch him.
He's like, Ron, my bad. You good? My fault, Ron.
Better not touch
him. Yeah, it's crazy, too, because really if you look at it in slow motion, it's like, my bad, Ron.
Oh, my bad, Ron.
Like, read his lips. It's my bad, Ron.
My bad, Ron. I can't believe that really happened in real life, bro.
Like, bro, not only was it a foul, it was a technical. Like, look at the ref. Bam, right there.
Yo.
My bad.
Ricky is noticing a lot of shit about this video that I never noticed, bro.
Yo, bro. look at Ron's face.
He wanted to get in it. He was like, nah, I know you be talking all that shit. But
the Knicks are probably getting blown out in this game, bro. Brian is probably just frustrated as hell.
We lost this game.
I just realized that was Landry Fields.
Yeah, it was Landry Fields, yep.
And Ron just wants to smash somebody over the head at this point, bro.
He really did get attacked, though. That's hilarious, my dude.
You were saying? He didn't even say nothing.
My bad, Ron.
He said nothing. Damn. That's hilarious. I never seen that before, but...
Yo, that is like one of the funniest moments in NBA history to me, bro.
Yo, the way Rick, you just dissected that shit. Yo, Rick, you know what, Rick? You know what you should do, bro? Like, you should call MTV, bro. Like, you could sit on the couch of ridiculousness, bro.
Oh, my God. That was funny.
I gotta be funny.
He said, Ron, oh, yeah. When Ron saw Ben Wallace that day, he definitely turned the other way. He definitely turned the other cheek. I don't care what.
Cause Ben a country, like, that's, he different.
Yeah, that's a country bumpkin right there. He like, all right, hold on, what you said?
Yeah, it's some guys in NBA history that's just different, yo. Z-Bo is different, yo.
Z-Bo's different. Z-Bo's just
Z-Bo is like, yo, there's a lot of guys in this league that be bluffing.
He said it. Oh man, listen, man. We should actually start a show with all of the funniest moments of NBA history, like all of the fights and stuff like that. I think that would be hilarious. Just to see.
We should start a bracket, bro. A tournament.
Best fights?
Best fights?
Best fights and funniest moments, bro. Best fights and like almost fights.
Let's do it.
You gotta do it. Even with it. Bring back the Bill and Beards and all.
Yo, do you remember that dude Sean Williams that played for the Knicks?
Yes.
He got into a fight with that one game, bro. It was like right at the end of the game. It was against the Hawks, I think.
Oh.
I think it was Josh. Was it Josh Smith?
It might have been Josh Smith because it was around that same era, yeah. Who else could it have been? It's either him or Al Horford.
I'm trying to remember like why that. No, I think it might have been Marvin Williams. I'm pretty sure it was Marvin Williams. Because I remember, it was Williams on Williams, bro. Williams on Williams Crown.
Williams on Williams Crown. That was bad. I mean, listen, man. Anyway, we could sit here all day talk about this. If y'all still here, do us a pretty huge favor and hit that like button for us real quick. Just a thumbs up.
Please share. Sharing means caring, guys.
Sharing is caring. Next time, listen, we'll open up the floor at the end of the next show as well for you guys. If you guys want to come on, I'm just letting you know ahead of time. If you want to come on the panel with us for the last 10 minutes.
We should start closing the show with like a clip of Barney, bro.
Of who?
Sharing means caring.
Oh, Barney.
First of all, I probably would get excavated out of the Knicks community. I'll do that. So I don't want any parts of that.
Nah, they rock with you anything you do, bro.
I wouldn't say that. This community is very, you gotta be careful. You gotta
see, but never mind. I was about to say something, but I can't because I don't want to.
Yeah, exactly. This is what I'm saying. You gotta play it right.
Yeah.
It's different nowadays. But
I was about to say, but if this guy did it, though, it'd be
acceptable. No. I'm good. No, don't you dare. I'm good. You guys have a great one. Thank you guys for tuning into the Garden Knicks podcast today. As we talked about everything basketball, apparently, outside of good to, see our Knicks play again. It would have been nice to see Kristaps Porzingis play in the Garden for once without being scared, but he had a great reason not to play tonight. So good job, Chris. We'll see you later. You're gonna have to avoid us 4 more times this year. Hopefully you're successful at that. As far as I'm concerned, I still got a bone to pick with Chris. I just want to see him play in the Garden. That's it. I have nothing else. I've let everything else go.
Hey, careful what you wish for, Cap.
I don't want to see him play.
I don't, you listen, you know what? You just jinxed me, and now if he has a good game in the Garden, it's Joe's fault. So I'm cool with that.
It's my fault. You're the one that's calling for him.
No. He probably will, though. Him being a fourth option, he probably will have a great game.
You out here calling him out like
you about to dunk on Mitchell Robinson?
Like Charlo did Canelo.
First of all right, we're not doing this. I'm doing this another 10 minutes. I'm not doing it. All right, you guys have a great one. Thank you guys for tuning into the Garden Myth Podcast. I'm here with Paula Reed. I'm here with Rick the Ruler and Regular Joe. Y'all have a good one. Until next time, peace, y'all. With a bottle of head grease. Understand me.